Shout a Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please, as we close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and pray for ourselves loud and clear in this song. Holy Ghost, you reign again. You reign in my life.
An intercessor and prophet unto seven persons. Intercessor and prophet unto seven persons. Turn to the first person now. Tell the person before you start praying. Say, my friend, every word I shall pronounce upon your life now shall become testimonies for you. Say to your friend again. You will not pray for that person with boiling aggression. Say, every power assigned to waste your life.
Die.
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for your friend. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Amen.
Amen.
Turn to another person.
Koju si elomiran.
Every satanic plan for your life.
Gbogbo eto satani fun aye re.
Catch fire!
Iwo jona.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Turn to another person. Every power working against your prayers. Can you shout it at the person loud and
clear?
In the name of
Jesus,
whatever power is working against the prayer of that person, destroy that power in Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Turn to another person. Something is happening
right now.
Say every altar of affliction.
Gbogbo pepe iponju.
Assigned to torment you. Backfire! In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Go to
another person again. Say to that person with boldness. I want a prophetic voice. Say, I command you. By the power in the blood of Jesus, enlarge in the name of Jesus. Yes, pray enlargement prayer. Enlarge. That's right. Command it to enlarge. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu.
Go to the sixth person. Prophesy upon that person.
So asotele.
Make proclamation of the person like this.
Soros, you know you enough.
My friend! Arise! Possess your mountain. In the name of Jesus. Possess your mountain. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Turn to the seventh person now.
Koju si enikeje bayi.
And pray this with all your heart.
Ko wa gba ile itokotoko.
Say every power.
Gbogbo agbara.
Assigned to kill your destiny.
Ti won ran lati pa ayan mo re.
Can you shout it loud and clear the
person?
In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Thank you, Jesus.
O seun Jesu.
Thank you, Jesus.
O seun Jesu.
Now you are your own now.
O wa gbadura fun ra re bayi.
I have a word for somebody here.
O ni oro imo fun enikan.
The person I should tell you.
Oluwa ni nwe fun o.
That those powers that are buried something against you in order to bury your glory, those powers have been buried alive this morning. Lord, I should tell somebody again that though there be many that gather against you, confusion shall scatter them. Lord, I should tell another person here that the terrible arrows fired against your children within the next 24 hours shall go back to the senders. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
you, Jesus.
Now shout this with boiling anger before you sit down. Every power mocking my glory. Can you shout that with only anger? Can you shout it with an enough is enough spirit? Your time is up.
Death.
In the name of
Jesus.
Deal with that power.
Bogo ti agbara na bayi.
Open your mouth and declare it loud and clear.
Pala se lohun oke.
Ba sapala ka mo shande. In Jesus name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
Say fire!
Ino!
You now shout this loud and clear. They told Elijah, man of God, come down. So if I be a man of God, let fire
fall.
The Bible says, every tree that the Father has not planted shall be rooted up and thrown into the fire. Every power assigned to bring me down this year, can you shout it louder? Receive the fire of God in the name of Jesus. That's right. Command the power to receive the fire of God.
Receive the fire in the name of Jesus. Receive the fire of God in the name of Jesus. Every power assigned to bring me down this year, receive the fire.
Continue.
That's what you.
Masekaya boshen teraba. Bakaya boshen teraba boshen teraba kaya basa. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord God Jesus, Lord Badura.
Now begin to prophesy upon your pathways this year. That anywhere I go, let the favor and power of God follow me. Begin to prophesy upon your pathways. Anywhere I go, let His fire and His power be upon my life. Let my way be smoothened by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for a morning like this. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, we praise you because this year,
Baba,
you are already making us candidates of mighty testimonies. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Right now, Holy Father, open our understanding here today. Lay your hands upon our lives. And as we go into the rest of our prayers this morning, let there be no one who will go home empty-handed. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. A louder amen.
Let's
have a sing. God bless you. Before we go into the rest of our prayers, I want you to listen very carefully to this message. We're talking about gamblers at the gate of destiny. Gamblers at the gates of destiny. Gamblers at the gates of destiny. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14,
verse
8. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse
8.
Gamblers at the gates of destiny.
1 Corinthians 14:8.
For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? In those days, the trumpet was a signal that they used in the military. If the enemy was approaching, and soldiers should be put on alert.
Those here cast of one mogun pe ki won mura sile.
They've been taught to hear the sound of the trumpet.
What you call won be at him mo ohun ipe.
There's a particular way that trumpet will sound, and you know every you have to carry your war gear and begin to move.
Only be ipe ogun ohun yo ti dun ti awon ologun asi mo pe akoko ti to lati ko ihamora wo.
All the soldiers have been trained to recognize that particular trumpet sound.
Gbogbo awon omo ogun ni won ti ko lati da ipe yen mo ibi o ti dun pato.
If however the man takes the trumpet, he plays it, but it's not really clear what he says, whether he says will you sit down or stand up or prepare for war, nobody knows.
O ba wa di pe ogbeni ohun gbe ipe ohun o fi benu o si fun ipe sugbon ko dun dede bo se ye ko dun ko se ni to mo boya ki won joko abi ko won dide boya ko mura fun ogun ni abi ko won ma sun ni tenikan ko le so.
So the trumpeter will have become a major confusionist.
Eni to n fun ipe yo di adarugudu.
Gamblers at the gates of destiny.
Awon to n ta tete lenu ona
ayobo. If there is anywhere where anybody should gamble, not at the gate of destiny.
Bi gbogbo ba ti e wa wa teyan ti gbodo ta tete ki se lenu ona ayobo.
Because your destiny is actually God's purpose for your life. Why he brought you here?
Itori ayomo re ni idi ti Olorun fi mu o wa sile aye, idi ti Olorun fi ran o wa sile.
Your destiny is what heaven has written in his book concerning your life.
Ayomo re lohun ti Orun ti ko sinu iwe re nipa aye re.
Your destiny is the expectations of heaven for your life. What heaven expects you to produce before you leave here.
Ayomo re ni ireti Orun nipa aye re ohun ti Orun reti pe ko gbe se nigba to wa nibi.
Your destiny is your prophetic agenda, what you are supposed to do here.
Ayomo re ni eto t'Olorun ko fun o lati se laye.
It is a tragedy when you don't know what your destiny is, or when you are dancing at the gate of it and you do not get inside.
O je ajalu nigba ti eniyan ba mo ohun ti ayomo re je abi to duro lenu lekun ayomo re to wa njo nibe ti o wole.
It is one thing to die, it's another thing to be killed.
Ohun kan ni ki eniyan o ku, oto ni ki won pa eniyan.
One thing to die,
ohun kan ni ki eniyan o ku,
one thing to be killed.
Omiran ni pe won pa eniyan.
Those who die are those who fulfill their destiny.
Awon to ku ni awon eni to mu ayomo won se.
Those that are killed are those who do not fulfill their destiny.
Awon ti won pa la won ti o mu ayomo won se.
One great prayer you must pray for yourself.
Adura nla kan to gbodo gba fun ara re
is that the enemy should not cut off your destiny.
Ni pe ota o gbodo ke ayomo re
kuro. And any power that wants to waste your destiny should be wasted.
Agbara agbara to ba fe fa ayomo re sofo won ni lati sofo.
A man of God was talking about what is known as the destiny of sugarcane.
Ojiji Olorun kan lo nsoro o si pe oro ohun ni ayomo ireke.
When sugarcane is at the sweetest,
nigbati ireke ba dagba to ti wa dun si,
that's why they cut it off.
Igba yen na ma nke kuro,
they will wait for it
wa duro de
to grow,
ko dagba
to grow,
ko dagba.
When it's a little bit bitter, they don't touch it.
Nigba to ba yi kan abokoro die won ni fowo kan.
When it's very sweet, at the sweetest,
nigba to ba ti dun to ti wa di pe didun re po la po ju,
then they cut it off.
Wa wa ki adamole wa be,
you will not experience sugarcane destiny.
Ayomo re o ni tabi ayomo ireke.
Raise up your right hand and declare,
any power agbara agbara
assigned to cut off my destiny, I bury you now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare,
in the name of Jesus, any power assigned to cut off my destiny, I bury you now in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
When people went to John the Baptist,
nigbati awon eniyan to Johan onitebomi lo,
they say, are you Elijah?
Oni se wo le Elijah?
Say no.
Olu rara o.
Are you the Messiah?
Iwo ni Messiah bi?
Say no.
Olu rara.
Are you that prophet?
Se wo ni woli na?
Say no.
Olu rara.
Then who are you?
Ta wa ni o.
He knew who he was.
O mo eni to hun se.
I am the voice.
Oni emi lohun.
Of the one crying in the wilderness.
Eni to n kigbe ni iju.
Say, make straight the pathway of the Lord.
Etun ona Oluwa se.
He knew what his destiny was. He did not dance at the gate. Many are toying with their destinies now, unfortunately.
This 2009,
listen to me very carefully.
2009,
You have to be very meticulous with your life this year. Very meticulous with your life this year. Don't take God for granted this year. Don't allow your life to be mortgaged on the altar of anything evil this year. This is a year of awesome testimonies, multiplication, enhancement, and preservation. How can you now decide to go and mortgage your destiny on the altar of money, sex, and pleasure? It is an abnormal marriage for an elephant to marry an ant. It's an abnormal marriage for an eagle to marry a chicken.
Ìgbéyàwó tó lòdì ni fún ìdì kó wá lọ fẹ́ òròmọdìyẹ.
If you are a believer, born again child of God, if you start joking with God this year, you will suffer.
Bó bá jẹ́ onígbàgbọ́ ọmọ Ọlọ́run tó ti dàtún bí, bó bá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí fọwọ́ yẹpẹrẹ mú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ní ọdún yìí, ó jìyà.
All the playing around with small unrighteousness, better don't do it this year.
Gbogbo fífi àìṣòdodo kékèké ṣeré, má dáwọ́lé lọ́dún yìí o.
It will land you in serious trouble.
Yóò kó ọ sínú bìlísì tó pọ̀.
Don't take God for granted this year.
Má fọwọ́ yẹpẹrẹ mú Ọlọ́run ní ọdún yìí.
Don't take God for granted this year.
Má fọwọ́ yẹpẹrẹ mú Ọlọ́run ní ọdún yìí.
Don't take God for granted this year.
Má fọwọ́ yẹpẹrẹ mú Ọlọ́run ní ọdún yìí.
All the roaming around by night, going to useless places, don't do it this year.
Gbogbo rírìn rẹ gbèrègbè kiri lálẹ́ kó máa lọ sí àwọn ibi tí ò wúlò, má ṣe irú rẹ̀ lọ́dún yìí.
If you are still coming to a holiness and prayer church like this and you are drinking, drop that alcohol now.
Bó báyìí ń wá sí ìjọ ìwà mímọ́ àti àdúrà báyìí tó yìí ń mu ọtí, pa ọtí mímu tì báyìí.
On all this new array of men who are coming in now with large chains on your neck, we don't want your chains. Go and sell it or throw it away. Don't bring it here.
Gbogbo àwọn oríṣiríṣi ọkùnrin tó ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ń wá bí nísinsìnyí tí wọ́n ń so ẹ̀wọ̀n rùn gbàǹgbà mọ́rùn lọ gbé tàwọn òfẹ́ yẹn níbí lọ tà.
The God of Mountain of Fire and Miracles is not interested in those chains you are putting on your neck.
Ọlọ́run orí òkè náà ti ṣe ìyanu kò nífẹ̀ẹ́ sí àwọn ẹ̀wọ̀n tó fi sọ́rùn.
He's interested in what's going on in your heart.
Ohun tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ nínú ọkàn rẹ ló nífẹ̀ẹ́ sí.
All the lust of the heart and the eyes this year, drop it.
Gbogbo ìfẹ́kúfẹ́ ojú ìfẹ́kúfẹ́ ọkàn pàtì lọ́dún yìí.
God will not tolerate any argument with the Holy Spirit this year.
Lọ́dún yìí Ọlọ́run ò ní fàyè gba ìbánijiyàn pẹ̀lú ẹ̀mí mímọ́ lọ́dún yìí.
Make sure you confess every mix-up in your life to the Lord.
Rí pé gbogbo àyídáyidà tó wà nínú ayé rẹ ló jẹ́wọ́ rẹ̀ fún Ọlọ́run.
Every mistake you make, immediately you know it's a mistake, confess that sin to the Lord and repent immediately.
Gbogbo àṣìṣe tó o bá ṣe ní kété tó o bá ti mọ̀ báyìí pé àṣìṣe ni, àbẹ́ṣẹ́ ni, jẹ́wọ́ rẹ̀ fọlọ́run kó o sì ronú kúràdà lẹ́sẹ̀kẹsẹ̀.
All the excesses that you were engaging in last year or previous years, drop them now. Subdue the excesses.
Gbogbo kùdìẹ̀kudiẹ tó ń kópa nínú rẹ̀ lọ́dún tó kọjá, jáwọ́ nínú rẹ̀ lọ́dún yìí kó tẹ rí wọn bá.
Settle what you need to settle with God very early now that this year has just started.
Ohun tó bá nílò láti yanjú pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run níbi ọdún yìí ṣe ìwà ní ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀pẹ̀ yìí tètè yanjú rẹ̀.
The reason why God
ìdí tí Ọlọ́run
will punish so many people
tí ó fi jẹ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn níyà
when they die
nígbà tí wọ́n bá kú
is because they have failed to fulfill their destiny. That's
why wípé wọ́n kùnà láti mú àyànmọ́ wọn ṣẹ.
You say, well, since you know you are not going to fulfill your destiny, then it would have been better if you were not born.
Yóò wípé nígbà tó ti mọ̀ pé ò ní mú àyànmọ́ rẹ ṣẹ, kò bá kúkú ti da kí wọ́n má bí ọ.
It's important to finish that destiny before you die.
Ó ṣe pàtàkì pé kó o parí àyànmọ́ yẹn kó o tó kú.
If you don't and you die without fulfilling it, you are in trouble.
Bó bá kú láì mú àyànmọ́ rẹ ṣe, wàhálà yóò so fún ọ.
It doesn't matter what they say on your grave. It doesn't matter what they read on your grave when the person dies.
Kò ṣe pàtàkì ohun tí wọ́n sọ níbi tí wọ́n ti sìnkú rẹ̀ àbí ohun tí wọ́n kọ sórí ibi tí wọ́n sàn sí lẹ́yìn ìgbà tó bá kú tán.
Most of the things they say on the graveyard anyway is fake.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nǹkan tí wọ́n kú máa ń sọ níbi tẹ́kù irọ́ ni.
What we are saying is that you have no right to die before finishing the work God has brought you here to do.
O te anso gogo ni pe o leto kankan lati ku lai je pe o pari ise t'Olorun
na wa. So you need to make up your mind.
O lati pe
no. This is 2009.
Odun 2009 yo.
A year of multiplication.
Odun didi pupo.
A year of fruitfulness.
Odun siso eso.
A year of enhancement.
Odun bibu jade.
A year of awesome testimonies.
Odun ijeri to
pele. A year of divine turnaround.
Odun ayipada
lasoke. You have to make up your mind.
O lati pe no.
That I must key into what this year has. And like I was telling you at the crossover meeting, Figure 9 is an important figure for occultic people. They watch it carefully. It's also an important figure in mathematics. It's an important figure all around.
Number to se pataki ni gbogbo ona ni o se pataki lodo awon elegbe okuku o se pataki ninu isiro o se pataki ninu ohun gbogbo.
Out of all the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 9 is the largest and the last.
Ninu gbogbo awon number lati ikini de ikesan ikesan yi lo tobi ju ohun na lo si keyin.
This is a serious matter.
Oro to le ni oro ijasi.
A lot of people are dancing
opolopo eniyan lo njo
at the gates of destiny.
Yeah, no ayomo,
you must stop doing that as from this
opolopo jawonu yen lati owuro yi.
And those who have been so terribly confused,
awon ti okan won si poruru,
and they have started their battles at early age,
ti won bere ogun jija won lati bere aye won,
and the battle is saying I must escort you to your grave.
So gun awon si ni dandan ni kin si on de
ile ku. If you are here like that this morning,
be enikani be ba nbe ni
lo ro yi, your battle started from the womb.
Ogun re bere lati
kekere, I still pursue you now.
O si le pa re bayi,
I decree upon your life,
o pa ase sinu aye re,
such battles will die now in the name of Jesus. Receive your deliverance now. Receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. A person is dancing at the gate of destiny.
Eniyan jo lenu lekun ayomo.
When you are not in the right place at the right time.
Nigba ti o ba si nibi to to ni akoko to to.
Those are the first dancers.
Awon akoko to njo niyan.
They are not
o si nibi
in the right place
to to
at the right time.
Ni akoko to to.
You need to be in the right place at the right time in order to achieve your destiny.
O nilo lati wa nibi to to ni akoko to to lati le mu ayanmo re se.
Sometimes people miss their blessings.
Because
God has packaged that blessing and sent it to the address they were supposed to be. He has forwarded it to their next address, but they are still somewhere where they are not supposed to be.
Nítorí pé Ọlọ́run ti ṣètò ìbùkún ọ̀hún, ó sì ti fi ṣọwọ́ sí àdírẹ́sì tó yẹ kó nítọ̀hún yẹn wà. Ṣùgbọ́n nítọ̀hún ò sí níbẹ̀, ibòmíì ló wà.
God expects the person to be in one address.
Ọlọ́run retí pé kẹ́ni ó wà ládìrẹ́sì kan.
He sent the angels to take the blessings there.
Ọlọ́run ti ran áńgẹ́lì kó gbé ìbùkún ọ̀hún lọ síbẹ̀.
But the man has refused to get there. He's not there.
Ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀gbẹ́ni ọ̀hún kọ̀ kò débẹ̀.
Already blessed, I forwarded it to your address.
Mo ti bukun re na, mo ti fi ibukun ohun ranse sibi ti o ya
ko wa. But Lord, I don't have it.
Igbe Oluwa ko I to mi lowo.
And say, what are you doing here?
Awa wi pe kilo nse niyin.
You need to be in the right place at the right time.
O nilo lati wa nibi to to ni asiko to to.
If not, you are dancing at the gate of your destiny.
Bi be ko ni to hun jo lenu ona ayanmo re ni.
If you miss your divine placement,
Bobata se ibi t'Olorun fe ko wa,
you will also miss your divine allocation.
Lai se ani ani ohun t'Olorun pese fun ona o ta se re.
Because the allocation is for a particular location.
Nitori ipin yen ati yan fun ibi kan ni.
Your location and allocation, they go together.
Ibi to wa ati ipese ta se fun o, awon mejeji ni se pelu ra won.
This is a very very serious matter.
Oro to le ni oro yi.
And I want you to take this one very very seriously.
Nisi veke fowo to le mu oro yi.
Very very seriously.
Ke fowo to le mu oro yi.
It was 1995.
Lodun 1995.
A pastor in this ministry.
Oluso agutan kan ninu ijo yi.
He came to me.
O ba wa ba mi.
Say, Joe,
alabojuto ijo.
I'm leaving this church.
O n kuro ni ijo yi.
I said, why?
Onikilode.
Said somebody has said something to me that I didn't like.
Oni song continue tell me lono si mi.
Said was I the one that said it?
Ni she mi ni mo soro
no. No sir, not you.
Oni ara o ki se yin o.
Somebody else, another pastor.
Elo mi ni olusagun to mi.
I said don't go.
Oni ma lo o.
Say I'm going.
Oni dandan ni wo lo.
I must go.
Mo lati lo.
He left.
O si lo.
I was 95.
Lodun 1995.
Last year he was back.
Lodun to koja o ba to pada de.
Now in rags and tatters.
O ti wa di alakisa.
Wife dead.
Iyawo re ti ku.
Everything upside down.
Gogo nkan ti dori kodo.
Because
nitori
he had left his place of allocation.
O ti kuro ni bi ipin re.
If God brought you to the mountain of fire, nobody comes here by chance. There are people in this congregation now, nobody preached to them to come here. They just slept one night, they had a dream, go to mountain of fire, and they came here.
Your
location and allocation, they go together. So those who miss their divine location must, as a matter of necessity, miss their divine allocation. Many struggle in life because they miss their location.
Opolopo lo nji ya lo si nla kakalaye yi nitori pe aye to ye ki won wa o si nibe.
They miss the place that God wants them to be.
Ibi ti Olorun fe ki won wa won ta se re.
If you miss your allocation for 2 years,
bo ba ta se ipese atorun wa re fun odun meji,
you may not get it back in 20 years.
O le ma ri igba pada laarin ogun odun.
You need to know what you are doing. Every child of God has a divine allocation. Approved for him from heaven. Another scripture doesn't call it allocation. It says portion, your portion. Another word of God didn't call it portion. He called it lines. Lines are falling unto me. Portion.
Benny.
Lines.
Ila.
Allocation.
Otayon.
It's all the same thing. Sit on the same thing.
Those
three words. So once you are a child of God, there is a particular allocation approved for you from heaven.
Nitori na ni won gba to ba ti je omo Olorun o ni ohun kan ta ti yan ati ipese kan fun lati orun.
There is an allocated name you should bear.
O ni oruko ta ti yan ko ye ko je.
There is an allocated blessing you should have.
Ibukun kan wa ta ti yan ko gbodo gba.
There is an allocated wife or husband you should marry.
Iyawo tabi oko kan wa ta ti yan ko gbodo fe.
There is an allocation.
Ohun gbogbo lo ni pe ipin ati yiyan.
None of us is born incapacitated.
Ko si eni kankan nu wa ta bi labirun.
None of us is born without a star. But it's another matter to walk in that allocation. Many need to pray to even know the location of that allocation. So, beloved, allocation is not really the problem. God can lavish anything on anyone. It's the location. Insufficient allocation is sometimes blame. When we should really blame is that you have shifted your location.
The
Bible says the battle is not for the strong. And the race is not for the swift. If you say get on your marks, get set, go. And somebody took off.
Then the consider it.
And is the first person.
Those are people who know and what you
that
like
took off. It does not mean that it will win. The fact that you got on the boxing ring. And they said first round, fight. Gave you terrible blows and you fell down. But before they could count the count of 10, you stood up. It doesn't mean you will lose. The Bible says the righteous man, when he falls down, 7 times, he bounce back.
He
will bounce back.
He
will bounce back. So the location is very important.
Aye, o se pataki.
This is not a year you do trial and error.
Odun ki ise odun ta se eyi je, eyi o je.
You better pray and know where you are going.
Oni lati gbadura ko tete mo bi to nre o.
Let me try this.
Ki se je gbiyanju ton.
Let me try this man for a little bit.
Je gbiyanju okunrin
ye. Try this woman for a little bit.
Ki gbiyanju obirin
ye. Try this business a little bit.
Je ki do iwo die.
No. Find out your location and get your allocation in that location.
Wa di aye re ko si gba ipin re ni aye yen.
So if you are not where you are supposed to be,
bi o ba si nibi to ye ko wa,
you are dancing at the gate of destiny.
Onjo lenu lekun ayanmoni.
God came to the garden.
Olorun wa sinu ogba.
And say, Adam,
o si pe Adamu,
where art thou?
Ibo ni wo wa?
The man has spiritually shifted.
Eni pe nipa temi okunrin ti shikuro
from where God wanted him to be.
Ibi to Olorun fe ko wa.
So he was no longer in position.
Nitori na ko si laye.
Although he was alive.
Bo ti le je ko wa laye.
Handsome.
O lewa.
Beautiful.
O se wo.
Standing tall.
O duro gan.
But as far as heaven is concerned.
Ibo ni ti orun.
The person has shifted away.
Oniton ti shikuro.
And God has forwarded the blessing to where he expects the person to be.
Olorun ti fi ibukun ohun sowo si bi to Olorun reti pe ko nitohun wa.
Can you raise up your right hand again?
No wa tun re soke lekan.
And don't let anybody's voice overshadow your voice in this prayer.
Ajepo eni kokan bo ohun re mo lenu adura yo.
My divine location.
Aye ti Olorun yan fun mi.
In the name of Jesus,
Jesus. Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray.
Lainu rako badura.
Masanta kaya makopo sana.
Kofike polia da rase tebya. Kende yebo. Yurika. Akia.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lainu rako Jesus. La badura.
You are a dancer at the gate of destiny. When you keep banking on having an opportunity to obey God tomorrow.
Nigba to ba bere si foju sona fun anfani lati gboran si Olorun lenu lojo ola onjo lenu ona ayanmoni.
God is talking to you right now.
Olorun ba soro ni lowo lowo.
I will obey tomorrow.
Ngo so pe bo ba dola ni wo gbo.
You are dancing at the gate of destiny.
Onjo lenu ona ayanmoni.
You are having the desire to do the right thing only in the future, not right now.
Only if I put no bad job, la lo she un toto. Kise lo lo ba.
You are dancing at the gate of destiny.
Ojo le no le kwa your money.
You are taking a non-committal or questionable position on the matter of your soul.
Ninu oro to get your kore. Ope igbese agula agutete.
Then you are dancing at the gate.
Ojo le no.
Something concerns your soul. You are taking it so lightly. You are dancing at the gate of destiny. When you think that God will pardon you after death. You did not obey him when you were alive. And now you are thinking, well, when I die, will leave me alone. When you were alive, you refused to do what he asked you to do. Dancing at the gate of destiny.
Onjo lenu lekun ayanmoni.
You are dancing at the gate of destiny.
Onjo lenu ona ayanmo.
When you waste your tomorrow.
Nipa to ba nfi ojo ola re sofo.
By feeding on yesterday.
Nipa jije ojo ana.
You're wasting your tomorrow.
O nfi ojo ola re sofo.
By feeding on your yesterday.
Nipa jije ojo ana.
What do I mean by that one?
Kini tumo eleyi?
And you keep blaming the past for your life instead of moving forward.
Gbogbo igba lo n de before to ti sele seyin ninu aye re de ko ko tesiwaju.
You are supposed to learn from your past.
O ye ko keko lara ohun to sele si o seyin.
And then invest your energy on your future.
Ko wa lo gbogbo agbara re sinu ojo ola.
You cannot go back and change your past. It's gone for good.
O le pada lo ko lo yi ohun to sele si olana pada yen ti lo
ni. But you can go forward and change your future.
Igbo le tesiwaju ko si yi ojo waju re pada.
But if you are the back mirror, the rear mirror Christian.
Igbo to ba je Christian to je gbogbo gbo lo nboju eyin.
Just looking back.
O ko nboju eyin sha.
Looking back.
Nboju eyin gba.
That's moving forward.
Dai tesiwaju.
Then you are dancing at the gate of destiny.
Ojo lenu lekun ayanmoni.
You are dancing at the gate of destiny when you refuse to always tell the truth.
Nigba to ba ko lati sotito nigba gbogbo o njo lenu ona ayomo ni.
You refuse to always tell the truth.
Oko pe nigba gbogbo o ni ma so.
Listen to this clearly, beloved.
Egba mi daadaa.
God cannot build anything on a lie.
Olorun o le mo nkan kan le ori iro.
You are working with a fake certificate. God cannot build anything on you and your fake certificate.
O fi iwe eri ayederu sise. Olorun o le ko nkan kan le ori iwo ati iwe eri eke.
You are going about with a stolen wife or a stolen husband. God cannot build anything on your life if you are doing that.
Aya tabi oko to jigbe lo ngbe takiri. Olorun o le fi nkan gidi kan se ele sori aye re.
You claim to be married, but there is no foundation, no dowry, no engagement, no court, no church, no mosque, and you are living with the woman. You are a thief. God cannot build anything on that family.
Oni o ti segbeyawo sugbon o sanwo ori o se dana o se mo mi mo o lo church o lo mosalasi o lo ile ejo o le ni ojiyawo pe ni Olorun o le fi irire ati obirin ohun mo nkankan.
God cannot build on a lie.
Olorun o le mo nkankan le
ori. The ninth commandment says, thou shalt not lie.
Ofin kan so pe iwo ko gbodo seke.
If you desire to reach your destiny,
bo ba fe mu ayan mo re se
in God,
ninu Olorun,
always tell the truth.
Ma so otito ni igba gbogbo.
No matter how hard it is,
bo ti wu ko le to.
You will never have true success if you build your life or future on half truths and lies.
O le ni aseyori tooto bo ba mo aye re lori iro die otito die.
I was talking to somebody last week. I forgot who I was talking to now.
Lọ́sẹ̀ tó kọjá ni mo ń bá ẹnìkan sọ̀rọ̀, mo ti gbàgbé ẹni yẹn báyìí.
I know, yes, a group of young people, yes.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn ọ̀dọ́ kan, àwọn ọ̀dọ́ ni.
I was telling them.
Mo ń wí fún wọn.
Many, many years ago.
Pé lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọdún sẹ́yìn.
Many of you may not remember now.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ yín lè máa rántí báyìí.
There was a panel the government set up called, is it Owosho panel?
Ìgbìmọ̀ kan wà tí ìjọba gbé kalẹ̀, ìgbìmọ̀ Ọwọ́ṣọ́.
And send them to the university.
Wọ́n sì rán wọn lọ ilé ẹ̀kọ́ fásitì.
And it's operational. Everybody bring your certificate. Everybody.
Iṣẹ́ tiwọn ni pé gbogbo yín pátápátá ẹ̀kọ́wé ẹ̀rí yín wá.
There was pandemonium and chaos.
Lásìkò àti rògbòdìyàn bẹ̀rẹ̀ nígbà yẹn.
WAEC was invited to bring their computers there.
Nítorí pé wọ́n pe ìgbìmọ̀ tó ń ṣe ìdánwò oníwèé mẹ́wàá káwọn náà gbé ẹ̀rọ
ayé àti àṣà wa. Bring
your certificate. Ó yá ẹ̀kọ́wé ẹ̀rí yín wá.
Those who knew that their certificates were fake.
Àwọn tó mọ̀ pé ìwé ẹ̀rí tàwọn ayédèrú ni.
They didn't even bother to show up at the panel.
Wọn kúkú ya yọjú rárá.
They just ran away.
Wọ́n kàn sá lọ ni.
Abandoned the course and ran away.
Wọ́n pa ilé-ìwé
tí wọ́n sì gbà lọ. The tragedy of the matter.
Ìjàmbá ọ̀rọ̀ ọ̀hún ni pé.
Some of them were heading towards first class.
Òmíràn nu wọn, ó fẹ́ ṣe yege dáadáa nílé ìwé.
Some of them have spent 4 years.
Òmíràn nu wọn ti lo ọdún mẹ́rin.
Many of them were doing very, very well.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wọn ń ṣe dáadáa lẹ́nu ẹ̀kọ́.
But they enter with a fake certificate.
Gbọ́n ìwé ẹ̀rí èké ni wọ́n fi bẹ̀rẹ̀.
The day of reckoning now came.
Ọjọ́ òtítọ́ wá dé.
And the tragedy is now shown.
Jàǹbá bẹ̀ ó wà fojú hàn.
When you are telling lies,
nígbà tó bá ń parọ́,
you will attract liars into your own life.
Àwọn onírọ́ náà ló máa pè wọnú ayé ara rẹ.
You attract liars into your business.
Ó máa pè àwọn òkùrọ́ wá sínú òwò rẹ.
Because you yourself, you are a liar.
Nítorí ìwọ fúnra rẹ, òkùrọ́ ni ọ́.
When you are telling lies,
nígbà tó bá ń parọ́,
you will lack understanding.
Ò ní ní òye.
Because the devil is the father of lies.
Nítorí èṣù ni bàbá ẹ̀wọ̀n èké.
When you are telling lies,
nígbà tó bá ń parọ́,
you will not enjoy permanent success.
Ò ní gbádùn àṣeyọrí tí ó dúró títí.
Because as you are telling one line, you are looking for another line to cover up that line.
Nítorí bó ti ń parọ́ kan ló máa wá irọ́ mìíràn tó máa fi kín lẹ́yìn.
When you are telling lies,
nígbà tó bá ń parọ́,
you will end up in bondage and failure.
Ó kọ̀ọ̀kan sínú ìdè àti ìkùnà.
When you are telling lies,
nígbà tó bá ń parọ́,
you become a fool.
Ó di òpè.
And that lie will always come back to haunt you.
Irọ́ ọ̀hún yóò sì padà wá dààmú rẹ.
If you tell lies,
tó bá ń parọ́,
you build your life on half truths.
O mọ ayé rẹ lórí irọ́ díẹ̀ èké díẹ̀.
False information.
Ìròyìn èké.
You are gambling at the gate of destiny.
Ò ń ta tẹ́tẹ́ lẹ́nu ọ̀nà àyànmọ́ ni.
When you choose your friends unwisely.
Nígbà tí o bá yan àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ pẹ̀lú òye.
You have friends, but they are terrible friends.
Omi àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀rẹ́ búburú ni wọ́n.
You are dancing at the gate of destiny.
Òjò lẹ́nu lẹ́nu ọ̀nà
àyànmọ́ ni. It's better not to have friends than to have friends who will quicken your journey to hellfire.
Ó dára pé èèyàn máa lọ́rẹ̀ẹ́ rárá ju kó ní àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ tí yóò ṣe ìrìn àjò rẹ̀ lọ sọ́run àpáàdì ní márosẹ̀.
Our friends should be people who will inspire us and bring out the best in us.
Àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ wa ó yẹ kí wọ́n jẹ́ àwọn ènìyàn tí yóò mú ìmísí dé bá wa débi pé ohun tó dára jùlọ nínú wa láwọn máa gbé ṣe.
The fact of life is that we eventually become the kind of people we associate with.
Kókó ọ̀rọ̀ kan tó jẹ́ òtítọ́ nípa ilé ayé yìí ni pé irú àwọn ẹni tó bá ń bá rìn náà ló papa para dada.
This is very very sad.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó ba nínú jẹ́ ni.
Very very sad.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó ba nínú
jẹ́ ni. And you can see that his outworking is destroying so many lives.
Ẹ sì rí pé ìṣe rẹ̀ ló ń pa ayé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀.
Many people who turn upside down, they turn upside down from the council of friends.
Àwọn ènìyàn tó wá di onírònú àròsódì. Wọ́n bẹ́ẹ̀ wọ́n dà bẹ́ẹ̀ nítorí ìgbìmọ̀ àti ìmọ̀ràn táwọn ọ̀rẹ́ wọn fún wọn.
It is better to be alone than to be with wrong friends.
Ó dára kí ènìyàn ó dá wà ju kó wà pẹ̀lú àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ tí ò tọ́.
Amateurs will always teach amateurs to become amateurs.
Àwọn tí ò ní ẹsẹ̀ ńlẹ̀ wọ́n máa kọ́ ènìyàn láti dẹni tẹ́sẹ̀ rẹ̀ ò ní ranlẹ̀ bí
fún wọn ni. It's only an expert that can teach somebody else to become an expert.
Ọ̀jọ̀gbọ́n nìkan ló lè kọ́ ẹlòmíràn láti di ọ̀jọ̀gbọ́n bíi tirẹ̀.
The Bible says if you move with fools you will become foolish, if you move with the wise you become wise.
Bíbélì wípé bó bá ń bá àwọn òpè rìn ó di òpè, bó bá ń bá ọlọgbọ́n rìn ìwọ náà yóò di ọlọgbọ́n.
Somebody used to score zero in mathematics cannot coach you to score A in mathematics.
Ẹni tó jẹ́ olódo rabata ni nínú ìṣirò kò lè kọ́ láti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gba gbogbo máàkì tán nínú ìṣirò.
When you refuse to change your ways,
nígbà tó bá kọ̀ láti yí ọ̀nà rẹ padà,
then you are dancing at the gate of destiny.
Ò ń jó lẹ́nu ilẹ̀kùn àyànmọ́ni.
Immediately as a Christian you stop changing in Christ,
ní kété tí ìwọ gẹ́gẹ́ bí kìrìsìtẹ́nì bá dẹ́kun láti máa yí padà nínú Kristi,
then you are prepared to fail.
O ti ń múra sílẹ̀ o sì ti ṣetán láti kùnà nìyẹn.
Change is what brings progress.
Ìyípadà ló mú ìtẹ̀síwájú dé.
A lot of people don't like changes.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ni o sì fẹ́ràn ìyípadà.
But that's what brings difference.
Ìgbóhùn tó máa ń mú ìyàtọ̀ wá nìyẹn.
If you keep doing what you are doing and you are expecting a different result than what you've been getting, then you are a madman.
Bí o bá tẹ̀síwájú tó ń ṣe ohun tó máa ń ṣe bó ṣe máa ń ṣe tẹ́lẹ̀ tó wá ń retí pé èsì tí yóò jáde nídìí rẹ̀ yóò yàtọ̀ sí ohun tó ti ń rí tẹ́lẹ̀ onítọ̀hún ti ya wèrè ni.
One definition of madness is for you to increase your speed when you have missed your weight.
Àpèjúwe kan ta le fún kí ènìyàn ya wèrè òun ni nígbà tí ènìyàn bá múra sí aré sísá nígbà tó ti ṣìnà.
When you are living a purposeless life,
nígbà tó bá ń pé ìgbé ayé tí ò ní ibi tó ń dorí kọ,
you are dancing at the gate of destiny.
Ò ń jó lẹ́nu ilẹ̀kùn àyànmọ́ni.
As many people as are here today,
iye ẹni tó ń bẹ níbí lónìí,
and you have decided,
ṣe sì ti pinnu,
say look here man of God,
pé òjíṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run ẹ wo,
I don't want to dance at the gate of my destiny.
Ò fẹ́ jó lẹ́nu ọ̀nà àyànmọ́ tèmi.
I want to move right in.
Ò fẹ́ wọlé ni.
I want to possess my possession.
Mo fẹ́ gba ohun ìní mi.
I want everything God wants for me this year.
Mo fẹ́ gba ohun gbogbo tí Ọlọ́run ní fún mi lọ́dún
yìí. If you are here and that's the desire of your heart,
mo bá wà níbi tó sì jẹ́ ìfẹ́ ọkàn rẹ.
Shout it loud, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let your hallelujah roar like thunder.
Hallelujah, ló ń ro bí àrá.
Let it roar like thunder.
Kó ro bí àrá.
Anyone who does not want to dance at the gate of destiny,
ẹnikẹ́ni tí ò fẹ́ jó lẹ́nu ọ̀nà àyànmọ́,
the only thing for the person to do,
ohun kan ṣo tí onítọ̀hún nílò láti ṣe,
is to run,
òun ni kó súré,
to the cross of Jesus,
lọ sí àgbélébu Jésù.
Run,
súré,
to the cross of Jesus,
lọ sí àgbélébu Jésù.
And stay on that cross,
kó sì dúró lórí àgbélébu náà.
That's all.
Ó parí.
In Luke 9:23.
Luke orí kẹsàn-án ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlélógún.
Luke 9:23.
Luke orí kẹsàn-án ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlélógún.
Luke 9:23 says,
Luke orí kẹsàn-án ẹsẹ̀ kẹtàlélógún.
And he said to them all,
ó sì wí fún gbogbo wọn pé,
if any man will come after me,
bí ẹnìkan bá ń fẹ́ láti máa tọ̀ mí lẹ́yìn,
let him deny himself,
kí ó sẹ́ ara rẹ̀,
and take up his cross daily,
kí ó sì gbé àgbélébu rẹ̀ ní ìjọ gbogbo,
and follow me,
kí ó sì máa tọ̀ mí lẹ́yìn.
If any man will come after me,
bí ẹnìkan bá ń fẹ́ láti máa tọ̀ mí lẹ́yìn,
let him deny himself,
kí ó sẹ́ ara rẹ̀,
and take up his cross daily,
kí ó sì gbé àgbélébu rẹ̀ ní ìjọ gbogbo,
and follow me,
kí ó sì máa tọ̀ mí lẹ́yìn.
The same idea is in Matthew 16.
Ohun kan náà láwùrí nínú Matthew orí kẹrìndínlógún.
Matthew 16.
Matthew orí kẹrìndínlógún.
Verse 24.
Ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìnlélógún.
Matthew 16:24.
Matthew orí kẹrìndínlógún ẹsẹ̀
kẹrìnlélógún. Then said Jesus unto his disciples,
ìgbà náà ni Jésù wí fún àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn rẹ̀ pé,
if any man will come after me,
bí ẹnìkan bá ń fẹ́ láti máa tọ̀ mí lẹ́yìn,
let him deny himself, himself.
Ki o se ara re.
And take up his cross.
Ki o si gbe agbelebu re.
And follow me.
Ki o si ma to mi leyin.
As Matthew 16:24.
Matthew ori kerin din ni ogun ese ikerin le logun.
That's why.
Idi ni
one of the most powerful song in Christianity.
To bi je ba kan ninu awon orin to lagbara julo laarin Christianity.
Is I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Then he says, the cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back. I have decided
I shall lati sin Jesu mo ti seleri lati sin Jesu mo ti seleri lati sin Jesu
no turning back. No turning back. No turning back. The cross
agbelebu
is a powerful symbol.
O je apere to lagbara.
The cross
agbelebu
is the central message of Christianity.
Ohun ni ojulowo iwasu Christianity.
That cross
agbelebu yen
was the altar on which the once and for all sacrifice was made for man.
Ni pepe ta se irubo e kanso fun gbogbo eniyan.
The cross agbelebu is rough.
Ori gbagun gbagun.
The cross
agbelebu
is deadly.
O npa ni.
The cross
agbelebu
is effective.
O muna.
The cross
agbelebu
is a symbol of God's heartbreak over a world that has gone astray.
O je ami binuje Olorun lori aye to ti sina.
The cross
agbelebu
is an instrument of death.
O je ohun elo iku.
The cross
agbelebu
is a symbol of sacrifice.
O je ohun elo irubo.
The cross
agbelebu
will bring out your blood.
Yo gba eje re.
A tree in the garden
igi kan ninu ogba
was the source of all the troubles of man.
Lori fun gogo isoro eniyan.
God told Adam, the day that it is thereof thou shalt die.
Nitori Olorun so pe ni jo ti wo ba je ninu re ni iwo yo ku.
The tree was the source of our trouble.
Igi lori sun idamu wa.
But the tree of the cross cancelled all our debts.
Ti ba igi agbelebu lo fagile gogo ise wa.
At the cross of Calvary, God himself too tasted his own medicine.
Lori agbelebu ni Calvary Olorun o tawo ninu egbogi ara re.
The cross is the terminating point of our old Adamic nature.
Agbelebu ni bi iseku pa eda Adamu wa tatijo.
The cross is the end of all the corruption of Mr. Flesh, the self.
Agbelebu ni opin gbogbo idibaje ogbeni eran ara.
The cross is the take off point for a new life.
Agbelebu ni bi ibere igbe aye titun.
The cross
agbelebu
is the gate of the heavenlies.
Ni enu ona abawo orun.
The cross
agbelebu
releases authentic power to anybody who gets there.
A ma fi ojulowo agbara fun enikeni to ba debe.
The cross
agbelebu
is the battleground where Satan and his kingdom were challenged and they lost the battle.
Oni papa ogun ta ti pe Satan ati joba re nija won si padanu ogun na.
The cross
agbelebu
symbolizes rejection.
O duro fun ikosile.
Jesus hanging down on that cross.
Jesus ko sori agbelebu na.
Would not see the face of his father again.
Ori oju baba re mo.
Say my father why is thou forsaken?
Baba mi ese ti wo bi ko mi sile.
The cross
agbelebu
symbolizes suffering and humiliation.
O duro fun ijiya ati iresile.
He said he was despised of men and we seen him not.
A
man of sorrows.
And
acquainted with grief. All this happened on the cross.
At the same time,
the cross symbolizes victory.
Because
it was on the cross that word came out, it is
finished.
But before that it is finished, will come out. Plenty of suffering had gone on. A Christian who has not gone to the cross
is
like a student who will not go to school. A Christian who has not gone to the cross
is
like a soldier who refuses to join the army. A Christian who has not gone to the cross
is
like a salesman with no customers.
A
Christian who has not gone to the cross
is like
an author without readers.
A Christian
who has not gone to the cross
is
like a football player without any team.
We
as Christians must go to that cross and stay
there. Listen to me carefully.
Quite a lot of people rush to the deliverance ground.
The
truth, the blunt truth is this. The only people, let me say it again, the only people who have genuine authority over
Satan
are those who choose to stay on the cross. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, yet I live. So by the life that I live now, I live by the grace of the Son of God who died and shed his blood for me.
That is,
the old Paul was dead. This is a new Paul now that is on ground now. By staying on the cross, you are delivered from all self-seeking, self-serving, and self-promotion. But when you go to the cross, there the flesh is gone. Because on that cross, Satan was finally defeated.
Satan,
at that cross,
Lord, available,
Satan was now completely undone.
Satan, obe, pata, pata.
On that cross,
Lord, available, yeah.
The authority of Satan was cast out.
Satan,
is there anyone here this morning who wants to reign in life as king? That throne that will enable you to reign in life as king is on the cross. Christ is reigning today because he went to the cross and died there. Immediately you have decided to crucify the flesh on the cross, Satan will cry out to you to begin to feel sorry for that flesh. This is satanic deception and demonic sympathy. Now listen to the devil. Allow the cross to slay that flesh. Don't feel sorry for it. Unfortunately, many who come to church never live crucified lives. Many believers are living a crossless life. When you are pampering yourself, you spend 2 hours painting your face, dressing up your body, and 5 minutes for prayer. The flesh is the one on the throne
in
your life. And that's a tragedy. Many years ago, I was a sister. The mommy died. This mommy was like a public prostitute before she died. The This lady flew in from London to come and bury the mother in
Nigeria. She bought
her very expensive coffin.
She
dressed her up very
expensively.
She did her
hair.
She painted her lips. She made the woman look as if the woman was going for a serious party. And I saw her. I said, look,
you're
just wasting time.
She
said, if he dresses up like this, when she appears at the gate of heaven, the angels will say, oh, what a beautifully dressed madam. Come, Mr. I said, no, zero. When you take an easy way out, when spiritual principles are involved, you are pampering the flesh.
You
are looking for all efforts to excuse your flesh. All efforts to defend your flesh and vindicate your flesh. The flesh is on the throne. When you think somebody has wronged you and you are feeling sorry for yourself, is the flesh on the throne? When you're losing your temper and getting angry because somebody has said something, it means you have overvalued yourself. It's flesh on the throne. When pride and arrogance has taken over your life, it means that the flesh is really on the throne and is wearing a crown. When you have no respect for anybody, the flesh is on the throne. There is only one place of power over Satan.
Lori Satani.
The cross.
Agbelebu.
It was on that cross.
Lori Agbelebu.
And by that cross,
Ipa Agbelebu yen,
that Christ overcame.
Ni Christi bori.
The only time that Satan cannot touch us,
Igba kan so ti Satani o le fowo kan wa,
when we are upon that cross.
Igba ta ba wa lori Agbelebu.
The only part of our nature that Satan cannot touch,
Ibi kan so ninu eda wa ti Satani o le fowo kan,
is that part which has been crucified and remains on the cross.
Ni agbegbe na ta kan ma Agbelebu to si duro lori Agbelebu.
Perhaps you hear this morning,
boyo wa nbi lowo yi,
your thought life is not crucified.
Ero re a o kan ma Agbelebu.
Your sexual life is not crucified.
Igba aye
at any small provocation, you yank off your trousers, you yank off your skirt. Something is wrong somewhere. Your handling of money is not crucified. Your temperament is not crucified. Your appetite is not crucified. The only place of power over Satan is the cross.
That is lagbara lori Satani ohun ni Agbelebu.
And the only time a believer can be defeated is when you come down from that cross.
Igba kan soso ta le bori onigbagbo ni igba to ba so kale kuro lori Agbelebu.
We must carry out interior crucifixion,
so that we'll
be dead and detached from so many things that people run after as if they're going to die if they don't get it. The decision is ours. We have a choice in this matter. We can decide to refuse the crossway. We can refuse the way of brokenness, the way of crucifixion. If we do, then we are embracing defeat. And this is where the problem is. The cross is a divider of men. And only the broken can be completely saved from the hands of the enemy. One man prayed a very dangerous prayer. Said, Lord, save me from myself. Lord,
Oluwa,
let me be lost in you.
Je ki sonu sinu re.
Lord,
Oluwa,
let self die and Christ live in me.
Je ki ran ara oku ki Christi o si ma gbe inu mi.
As many people as I hear this morning.
Iye ni to nbe ni bi lowuro yi.
I say pastor.
So si wi ko Olusegun.
I want to stop dwelling.
Mo fe dekun ati ma gbe.
I want to stop dwelling.
Mo fe
at the gate of destiny.
Dekun ati ma gbe enu ona.
I want to move in.
Mo fe wonu re lo.
As many people as I hear this morning.
Iye ni to se ton lowuro yi ti won wa nbi.
And say Brother Daniel, okay. Brother Lukoya, I want to stop dwelling at the gate of destiny. I want to move in. I want this to be a different year. Spiritually, materially, physically. Rise up on your feet now. And all eyes closed. All eyes closed. With a loud voice. You will sing that song that we sang just now. With a loud voice. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no
turning back,
no turning back.
I have decided,
I have decided
to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow before me. Prayers of that man that I told you just now, a strong prayer that he prayed about his life, about his destiny, and God acted on his prayer. He became one of the greatest men of God on earth. You need to pray that prayer for yourself too now. Let your voice roar like thunder as you cry to the heavens now. These are really the greatest prayers. But the enemy is only able to gain access to those areas of your life that are not on the cross.
Lord!
Save me from myself. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Open your mouth and cry.
Let me go keep you pelua.
Masekatenda ya boshendera bokande. Ribasa likatenda kaya boshendera ba. Amen.
Amen.
As many people as are here this morning, I know God has been speaking to your heart. He's been saying things to you. You have been disobedient. You know yourself. I don't need to tell you. You know,
he's
been talking to you, but you have been disobedient. As we pray this next prayer, You better get on your knees. As you pray this next prayer. He's been speaking to you, but you know, he yourself knows. Nobody needs to tell you. You have been disobedient to the Almighty. Sometimes what he wants you to do, you don't do. What he doesn't want you to do, you do. When he says keep quiet, you are talking. When he says give, you refuse to give. They're stealing your tithes. Get on your knees. Everybody will pray this prayer. Including those of us who are on our knees. Say, my Father.
My Father.
Baba mi.
Kill the flesh in my life.
Ba erara ninu aye mi.
Can you say that loud and clear?
In the name of
Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to declare. In Jesus' name we pray.
You now
pray this third one.
O agba iketa yi.
My Father,
Baba mi,
break me,
ewo mi pale,
and remold me,
kasi tun mi mo,
according to your will,
gege bi ife yin,
in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray that prayer. Break me and remold me,
ewo mi pale ko tun mi mo,
according to your will,
gege bi ife re,
in Jesus name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Say any problem.
Isoro kisoro.
Assigned to destroy my destiny.
Ti wona lati pa yan mo mi run.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
That's right. Any problem assigned to destroy my destiny. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray.
Say,
mocking God in my life.
And
somebody at the back there needs to shout this prayer
like that.
Is that the loudest you can shout that prayer? In the name of
Jesus.
Baseta kaya bo shendera bo konte. Aha, aha. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Number 4.
Ikeri.
This prayer has to be done violently.
Adura yi agbodo gba pelu ipa to po.
And put your body,
Kevi
your
ara,
soul,
oko,
and your spirit in it.
Ati emi sinu re.
When an opportunity is lost in the spirit realm.
Ngba ti eniyan ba padanu nkan ninu emi.
Is gone for good.
O lo na niye.
You may have a second chance later.
Aye tun le yo nigba miran.
But the glory of the later house will have been better.
Sugbon ogo eti o keyin ni ko ba ti dara.
The glory of that later house is always better.
Ogo ti eto keyin ni o ma dara.
So you should shout this loud and clear.
Itori na ki gbe eleyin lohun rara.
When you miss a spiritual opportunity.
Nigba ti eniyan ba padanu anfani
ti emi. To get it back. Even if you have a second chance. That first glory, the former one, will always be better. It's difficult to catch up that first one.
That is,
even if you are offered the second chance. All the sisters who are here this morning. Can I hear you with a loud voice shouting this after me? Opportunity wasters!
I want to feel unfunny.
My life is not your candidate! Can I hear the sister shouting that again?
Is that the loudest the sister said can share with you there? Everybody together now! Therefore!
In the name of Jesus!
That's right!
In the name of Jesus!
Don't allow the enemy to waste your opportunities.
Aha, 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 aha.
Papa Sataka. Something is happening already here. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu.
Three more prayers.
O quadra metasi.
Three more prayers.
O quadra metasi.
And this particular one.
Itoko yi.
Pray it with an enough is enough spirit.
Papa lo emi o toke.
Every owner of evil load in 2009.
Gbo eneru ibi lodun 2009.
Carry your load.
Egberu yi.
I shall not carry it.
Emi ko ni wo gbe.
Can I hear you say that? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that
word.
Aha. Come on, to carry the load.
Pasaku, open your mouth.
Jesus name we pray.
Loruko Jesu
by fire.
Ni by no.
By thunder.
Bara.
I take back everything the enemy has stolen from me.
O gba ngogo ti ataji lowo mi pada.
Can you say that loud and clear?
Lorara. Ni by no. Ni pada. O gba ngogo ti ataji lowo.
In the name of Jesus. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Finally.
La koton.
As we go into this week of testimonies.
Wo na se jeri yi lo.
You now shout this loud and clear.
O ki gbe le lohun rara.
Where is the Lord God of Elijah?
Wo Olorun Elija wa.
Ara change my story to glory.
Yee tori pada si ogo.
Can I hear you shouting this?
Ogbe Olorun ara. Ogbe Olorun Elija wa. Ike yee tori pada si ogo.
Can you shout it louder than that?
Ogbe Olorun Elija wa.
Can you make sure your voice is louder than that?
Okay, okay, okay.
In the name of Jesus. That's right. Sharing my story to glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Let your amen be loud and clear. Silence now. Don't say anything for now. There are 20 persons here now. The enemy has been troubling you with terrible nightmares. And these dreams are scaring you. Because anytime you close your eyes, they come. The evil power playing that film.
Agbara buburu to nfi cinema ohun yin
is inside not outside.
Inu lo wa o ko si lo.
So right there where you are.
Ibi te wa ni.
Power of God is coming upon you.
Agbara Olorun ba le yin.
And the yoke of that plantation.
Ajaga irugbin na.
That has been tormenting and harassing you.
To n damu yin to si n da yin loro.
Is broken completely.
O ti fọ patapata.
Number one.
Enikini.
Two.
Enikeji.
Three.
Eniketa.
Four.
Enikeri.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Verse number 20. Thank you, Jesus. That person here, you have an evil growth in your breast. The power of God will fall upon you where you are. And the arrow that was fired into that breast shall go right back to the sender. Yes, that's the power of God falling upon you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As many people as are here this morning, you will have cause to give testimonies this week. Thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace in fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.